We are learning Shilat B'Shabbat Chavidat tonight, Chelek Hei, Siman Samech Dalid, and a strange question, but he asked it, what's the status of taxes? Is it permissible, al pi halacha, to not pay taxes? To find some way to get out of paying taxes, meaning who needs my money anyway? Is that an acceptable thing to do? You find all over the place in the Gemara, that they're mevriach min hameches. You find that all over the place that they're often trying to avoid the taxes. And so what's up with that? Why it seems like that's something that was okay. So the challenge, the problem is that you have to understand how taxes used to work. Taxes used to work as follows. There was a tax man, and the tax man used to be appointed by the government, and the tax man would promise the government, I don't know, $100,000. And they would say, okay, you pay me $100,000. And he would pay. Now go collect. Whatever you collect, you keep. Okay, so at some sense, there's not a fairness issue here. He's going to come and fight with you until you give him whatever he can. He raises as much as he can. You don't really owe that amount. Who owes? Depends how gullible you are. Depends how big you are, how strong you are. It's a little bit of a joke. Also, where is his money going? So we assume generally, Gemara Bava Batra says, we have a principle, Dina de Malchuta Dina. Dina de Malchuta Dina means that, the Rashbam there, Bava Batra explains, Kol dinei misim ve'arnoniot u'minagei mishpatei ha'mlachim sh'regilim l'anhig b'malchutam dinu. Taxes, misim, arnoniot, land taxes, real estate tax, u'minagei mishpatei ha'mlachim, their rules that are normal to do, you have to follow them. Why? She'kol b'nei ha'malchut mekablim aleh mirtzonam chukei ha'melech mishpatav. You're living there, you opted in. You opted in to agree to this. You live in that country, you opted in, you have to follow the rules that you live there. Which is interesting, because the Rashbam's living in the Middle Ages, where not everybody's opting into the rules. Meaning, nowadays, we have a representative democracy. On some level, we have a say in what the rules should be. You don't like the people making the rules? Replace them. In the time of the Rashbam, replace? What? There's no representative anything. Meaning, they make the rules and they apply to us. And he's saying it even then. You have this notion of Dina de Malchut Adina. If there's a rule, you need to follow it. Now, there's a big machloket whether that's a din to Oraita or a din to Rabbanan. Is that a Torah rule or a rabbinic rule? How exactly does that work? There's a long Dvar Avraham. Dvar Avraham, the first Shabbat, Dvar Avraham, all about this issue. He suggests the one place is based on the idea of Hefker, Beit Din, Hefker. The Beit Din has the right to say, all the money's ours. Meaning, I have the right to say, I don't want my car anymore, I give it up. Whoever wants to come and take it, Hefker. Fine, but it's mine. Now, the Beit Din has the right to do that to me. And to you, so which Beit Din, not if just three of us get together and say, oh, yalla, I want that car, let's be mafkir, that Porsche will take it, you can't do that. It has to be an established Beit point. But he says the same idea of Dina de Malchuta Dina is based on that. The government has the right to do what it needs to with its land and with its taxes. Now, this, where does that extend to? So if you look in the Rashbam's language, misim, arnoniot, taxes and real estate taxes, right? Arnona. And then mishpatei ha'melachim. So it's a big machloket. What is the extent? Dina de Malchut Adina applies to what? How far does it go? What does it apply to? Now everybody agrees it applies to monetary matters. It certainly applies to dinei mamono, monetary matters. The government has a right to make rules. This is how contracts are going to be enforced. This is how we're going to exchange money. This is how you're going to exchange real estate. This is how real estate is going to be recorded, and you got to follow the rules. And taxes, you have to follow the rules also. Now, the reason that this is... Okay, so what's the question? The question is that there's a Ran in the Darim. Now, in the Darim, there's a Ran on every page in the Darim, but this is the most famous Ran in the Darim. The most famous Ran in the Darim, people don't know where in the Darim is, they don't know who the Ran is. This Ran in the Darim, they know. The Ran in the Darim says, Dina de Malchuta Dina applies to any king, except in Eretz Israel. Now, when we say king, first of all, the poskim extend that it doesn't have to be a king, it has to be just the government. Meaning, whoever has the authority. The Ran says it applies to any government outside of Eretz Israel, but in Eretz Israel, not. So it sounds like outside of Eretz Israel, you have to pay taxes, and in Israel, you can avoid taxes. That's, I mean, what's the logic? If it's a Jewish, like, what's exactly going on there? It doesn't make sense, meaning... If you'd want, meaning the taxes nowadays are being used for our own, to pay for our stuff. Why would you not want to do that in Israel? You want to not do it in another country Okay, we can talk about it, but in Israel, they're Jewish. Like, so what's going on? The Ran says famously, so, oh, people quote this Ran, in Eretz Yisrael, you could avoid paying taxes. You're allowed to stop, you're allowed to keep the in Israel, it's opposite. Here, you have to prove how much you made, and then you tell the IRS, this is how much tax I owe. And the IRS can audit you. In Israel, they tell you how much tax you owe, and you have to prove the opposite. But okay, fine. That's the current system. So what's that big thing? I say, well, in Eretz Yisrael, the king has to follow Chukei Melech. It comes to a big machloket based on how do you understand Parshat HaMelech. Parshat HaMelech and Parshat Shoftim, when it says, Som Tassim Alech HaMelech, what are the rules of a Melech? Oh, the Torah says he's allowed to have this many horses and this many wives. He's allowed to do all of these things. He's allowed to take your money. Right? And say for Shmuel, when Shmuel says, you want a king, this is what the king's going to do. He's going to take your taxes. He's going to take your work. All of these things. The big machlokes. Did Shmuel mean it? This is exactly what the king's allowed to do? Or no, kings didn't do that. They shouldn't be taking your stuff. He was just trying to scare them. So the big machlokes had to understand that Gemara. But at the end of the day, we don't accept this Ran. This Ran is nitchal halacha. We don't accept this Ran. We assume that Dina de Malchut Adina applies. And therefore, even in Eretz Yisrael, if there's a rule about money, you have to pay it. Now there's another side here that he doesn't discuss so much, but other poskim do. Where did the taxes go back in the day? They went to the king. Meaning the king collected the money, it went to him. He owes you nothing. He owes you maybe protection, he owes you maybe something, but it's not the system that we are used to, meaning our taxes go to pay for that road. Who paves the road? Or the city. And the city has money how? Who puts up the traffic lights? Who puts up the airports? Who does all of these things? I mean, nowadays, agree with every decision the government makes or not. I'm assuming you don't agree with every decision, but at the end of the day, that money, or some of that money, is being used for us. It's being used to pay for the water. It's being used to pay for the police. It's being used to pay for the ambulance. It's being used for our stuff. Back in the day, it was Menat HaMelech. It was used to pay for the king. He would take some from the top, and that was what he would take his profit from. Yes, it's true. Now our taxes go to pay salaries. But we know how much they're making. You know how much every government official makes. You like it, you don't like it, you don't like it, change the law. That's okay. You don't like it, get different people in charge. You vote. So nowadays, many poskim say, whoa, this is very different nowadays. Nowadays, it's not even an issue of Dina de Malchut Adina. Nowadays, it's different. You know why I'm paying taxes? Because I need a drive. I'm paying taxes because I need traffic lights. I'm paying taxes because I need police. I'm a partner. I'm a shutaf. We're all shutafim in municipal taxes. In real estate taxes here. We're all shutafim in federal taxes. We need a government. We need an army. We need all of these things. Yes, some of the things I don't need. I understand. And so that's part of the art of compromising government and how that works. But a lot of the things we do need, and we pay for it. So if I'm a shutaf, I'm a partner, and you don't pay taxes, you know what happens to me when you don't pay taxes? My taxes go up. Meaning, if the government would collect 100% of what everybody owes them, the tax rate would drop. Right now, whatever the tax rate is, let's pretend it's 30%, whatever it is. If they actually collected 30%, it would be more than they anticipate. They could lower it to 25. So the very fact that people now aren't paying, and we're partners, actually makes the rest of us have to pay more. So it's worse than a violation of Dina de Malchut Adina. It might be a straight-out violation of Gezel. It might be a straight-out violation of stealing from the rest of us, all the partners. Now, how much are you stealing from the partners when you divide it by 330 million Americans? It's not going to be much, but still. Okay, but this isn't Nezikin. It's not an exact Nezikin. Garmi would apply to Nezikin. How does that apply to Gezel? Maybe even a Gram Gezel would count. Maybe there's a difference between Nezikin and Gezela. Dr. Zagas is just pointing out it's indirect. It's not direct, meaning direct. I'm stealing from you. I go into your house. I take something from the table. This is an indirect form, but nonetheless could be an issue.